Women in rural and regional Victoria are up to three times more likely to experience family violence than women in metropolitan areas, according to research by Deakin University that was published today. The study shows that a woman's postcode also appears to play a role in determining her chances of receiving justice. The lead author of this study believes the findings apply nationwide. Alison Caldwell reports.
30 rural and regional survivors of family violence from around Victoria were interviewed for the study by Deakin University, which looks at their experiences with police, government agencies, lawyers and courts. It shows that women in these areas are three times more likely to experience family violence than metropolitan women. It also shows that they have a much more difficult time accessing justice. Lead author, Deakin researcher and lawyer Amanda George.
Women came really from a culture of violence. It was almost as if women expected violence in relationships, and when they had had enough, it was very difficult to get support from family and organisations to actually talk about the violence and leave. So this cultural issue is a real problem. This then manifests itself in the fear and shame around visibility about coming out about it. So, for example, women spoke about when they actually ended up in court, the loudspeaker from the court could be heard at the supermarket across the road. Women also spoke about going to the police station and you would be at the front counter talking about the violence you'd experienced and you knew other people in the waiting area who were listening. The other really significant issue was the lack of specialist family violence legal services in communities.
Researchers also spoke with magistrates who had their own concerns. Amanda George again.
Probably the most significant issue that magistrates raised with us was the issue of court safety. One magistrate said that most people who come to court are nervous, petrified, or angry enough to kill. Courts in rural and regional Victoria were not seen to be safe spaces. You don't need more security in courts. You need services in courts. You need people who can work with women who are applicants and men who are respondents before they actually go into court. Because courts are, at the moment, really overwhelmed with the number of intervention orders. I was looking at courts that had 70 to 80 intervention orders a day.
27-year-old mother of two, Kalina, lives in Victoria's southeast. Her former partner began physically and emotionally abusing her when she was pregnant with her first child. She didn't know there were any support services for her in her community.
I had to be hospitalised before any areas were highlighted to get the help. Even after that, it was DHS became involved, which were a great help, but it was never made as official police reports until I actually reported it myself. At the time when we put the intervention order in place, I exposed to a lot of abuse at the court. We ended up having to be escorted to our car to get away from him. He went and chased down a social worker trying to get at her as well. In the regional courts, a lot of people are just standing around waiting for their cases to be heard, and in this case there were police around, there were a lot of lawyers, a lot of people that could have stepped in and helped, yet nobody did.
The Murray Mallee Community Legal Centre in Mildura in Victoria's north provides legal advice and support to survivors of family violence. It's losing a solicitor and facing a cut of $100,000 in federal funding. Director Lisa Marie Stevens says, as is the case with most border towns, differences in jurisdiction pose significant challenges.
The minute, you know, a woman drives across our bridge, they're no longer covered with their intervention order if it's Victorian, or their AVO if they're from New South Wales, and they're no longer covered with whatever protective order they may have in place. In Mildura, we don't have a Victorian Legal Aid Office at all. The nearest one for us is Bendigo.
And how far away is that?
Four and a half hours away.
The Landscapes of Violence report makes 113 recommendations. It calls for urgent increases in funding for legal and criminal justice agencies and housing in rural and regional areas.
Alison Caldwell.